of Elwood City. Happy birthday to you from your wife, Vanessa, and your friends at SLB. Happy birthday also to Eric of Kitsania, Nathaniel from Sarah, Regis, and Annie, Anna from Kate, Dave, and Lori, and Merritt Lay of Conoquinessing from your family. Tomorrow it's Ruth of O'Hara Township, Jenna of Bridgeville, John of Lacey, Washington, Amanda of Squirrel Hill, and Melissa of the South Side. Coming up on August 11th, we have Debbie of Poland, Ohio, from Rich, Ryan, Derek, Alex, Mira, and us, Spencer, Nathan of Edgewood, from Mom, Dad, and Jacob, Alexandra, happy birthday to you, from your family, and from Jenny, Sarah, and Brian, and Shannon and Bernard. Have an anniversary. On August 12th, Lorraine of Cheswick, happy birthday to you. Brian, it's his birthday. Eddie of Penny Holes from Mom and Dad and Maddie. Jessica from Nathan, Martha, and Richard. Also on the 12th, we have Chris of Verona and Max of Mount Lebanon. On August 13th, Russell of Zelenople from your family. Sean, Mike and Valencia from Angela, Alexandra, and Nick. Elizabeth of Bethel Park and Everly of Rochester, Pennsylvania. From Amanda and Rob. Everly, I can't believe you're 10 on August 13th. Double digits for you. On the 14th, Julianne. Also Joshua from Teresa of Harmony, Sean from Susan, Ian and Madeline, Tanya on the South Side, and happy anniversary to Jill and Brandon of Ford City. On the 15th, we have Nate of Dormont, Ryan of Poland, Ohio, Mark of Upper St. Clair, Nikki Odell, Colin of Dormont, and the Moore of Pittsburgh, Mr. Chris Moore, celebrates on that date as well. If you would like to send a birthday greeting out over the radio, we would love to facilitate that.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address. We will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by someone in a uniform, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Slayer Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Walk right in, sit right down, baby, let your mind roll on. walk right in. Stay a little while. Daddy, don't just stay too long. Everybody's talking about the way you're walking. Do you want to do it or not? Hey, walk in, sit down. Daddy, let your hair hang down. Walk in, sit down. Baby, let your hair hang down. Walk in, stay a little while. Daddy, don't you stay too long. About the way you walk, and do you wanna lose your mind? Walk in, sit right down, baby, let your hair hang down. Everybody talking about the new way of walking, baby. Do you want to lose your mind? Your mind. Or walk in, sit right down, baby. Let your hair hang down. Walk in, sit down. Don't you wanna come over here and sit down?
Gloria Rain is her name.
Come on over here and sit down. Sit down.
You know the song.
Walk in.
Walk right in.
And sit right down.
Thank you, Uncle Gus. We love you.
We had a request for Walk Like a Man. Unfortunately, the only thing I could find in our library was Walk Like a Dinosaur, which is not what you're looking for, but thank you. That came from Drew out in the North Hills. Momentarily, we are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We will reveal today's Guess Who initials.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
We're proud to partner with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Places. We present the 2025 Solar Concert Series. This free concert series takes place Thursdays throughout August. And you can join us for Americana Folk with Kasten Guffey of My Politic and Georgia English on August 14th. At Nova Place. More details at slbradio.org. A quick note of thanks to our friends at WESA for covering the visit of Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis to our Youth Media Center to learn about our programs and join a teen-hosted podcast. And thanks to the state for supporting 6 weeks of high-quality teen summer camps in our Youth Media Center. We've got a poetry and songwriting camp called Rhyme and Reason right now, and it's full, about 20 students in all, and they're creating some wonderful items. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one person in mind. Could be a woman, a man, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody from the world of literature, history, entertainment, sports. No matter who it is, we think you'll recognize the name. This week's initials are L.A. L-A, that's L as in Lamartine, and A as in Aspinwall, L-A. Let the guessing begin. L-A, this morning's initials.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
And the guesses are beginning to come in. Jameson Freiberg has six or so LAs, including the right one. He also has Lonnie Anderson, who just passed away. She is best known for playing the receptionist on WKRP in Cincinnati. Lance Armstrong, Louis Anderson, Little Abner, and Lily Allen. Tom has Louisa May Alcott, Louise Alvarez, Lucy Arnaz, Lou Adler, Lawrence of Arabia. He also has a few that I've already mentioned. And Tom, you also have the correct Guess Who answer. You also have the guess of Louis Agassiz, a Swiss-born biologist and geologist. I would not have known that person. L.A., the Guess Who initials, and a bunch of Guess Who guesses just came in. Nick and Susan in New York City have the correct answer, as well as Lou Albano, Lou Alcindor, Lucy Arnaz, Louis Anderson, Luther Adler, Luther Allison, Lou Archer, Louis Arquette, Laurie Anderson, Laura Ashley, and Lonnie Anderson. Trish has the correct answer. A lot of correct answers and a lot of alternative guesses, too. Trish also thought of Lonnie Anderson. And John and Addie in East Deer have wrestler Lou Albano, Lance Armstrong, Lonnie Anderson, and also the correct answer. Alan is in Squirrel Hill with a guess of Lonnie Anderson. She passed away on August 3rd. After a prolonged illness. John, an economy borough said Laurie, Louie, or Lonnie Anderson. It's interesting. I never thought about it quite that way. All those Andersons. Alan has the correct answer, and a correct answer from Mike and Mars as well. Mick in St. Clair has the correct answer. Linda just guessed the entire city of Los Angeles. Not that, but a good guess. Trish has a guess of Lance Armstrong. And Gail in Stanton Heights has the correct answer, as well as Larry Alexander, Lance Armstrong, and Louis Anderson. Mick has a guess of Louisa May Alcott. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer. Mike and Mars also contributes Little Abner. Nick in West Mifflin, you just contributed the correct answer. John in Economy has music producer Lou Adler. Patrick of Stanton Heights has the correct answer. He also has Lauren Ambrose, Laurie Anderson, Lee Armstrong, Lily Atkinson, Lee Asher, and Lance Armstrong. Vicky, listening with Mike and Mars, says Lucy Arnaz. Ruth, thank you for your email. I'm very happy that you're listening with us. Pudge and Lamartine, I was wondering if anybody was going to guess this person. He has Lady Antebellum. He also guessed Lady Aberlin. It's not Lady Aberlin. But what a great guess who she would be. Russ, in beautiful Kang, North Carolina, has Lou Ayers, Little Annie, and the correct answer. 412-200-5975. We have one person in mind with the initials L-A. Andrew has the correct answer playing on Facebook. Also playing on Facebook, we have a guess of Laurie Anderson. We've had a lot of guesses of Laurie Anderson this morning. Laura Ashley and Lonnie Anderson, all of those coming in by way of Facebook. Margaret and Rich playing along. Last call. We'll take your guesses. 412-200-5975. Rich in Freeport has Lou Ayers and Lawrence of Arabia. Bill in Homer City just guessed Little Abner. As did Aline in Maine. Well, we'll reveal the correct answer in just a moment. 412-200-5975. Philomena, good morning. Layla Ali. Philomena is in Highland Park. TV personality and retired professional boxer. Somebody new to me, not her. Bruce has a guess of Liz Anderson, one of the members of Echo Valley. And Bill, you just got it. Well done, Bill. And Pudge was pleased that Lamartine was used as the alliterative initial. And he guessed Lamartine, aha. We've had so many guesses coming in. If I printed them all out, it would probably be so many pages that I would need to get a dolly to move them, to get them from one place to another. And we'd have to get somebody from the dolly company to bring us a dolly. We'd say hello to the representative of that company. Why is everybody staring at me? Why is everybody groaning? 412-200-5975. Thank you, Mike. I did not know that. The Ali, of which we just spoke, is the daughter of Muhammad Ali. I feel like that's something I should have known, but I didn't. Leila Ali, or Layla Ali, is the daughter of Muhammad Ali. Alexandra Aline had a guess of Lincoln, comma, Abraham. Not that L-A. My mentioning the dolly was probably a bit too much. John in economy. Just got it. It is time to share the correct answer. The initials are L-A. And a correct answer from John in Economy Borough, from Bill, from Russ in King, North Carolina, Patrick in Stanton Heights, Nick in West Mifflin, also Jim in Crafton, Gail in Stanton Heights, Mick in St. Clair, Linda in Collier, Mike in Mars, Alan in Squirrel Hill, John and Addie in East Deer, Trish in Cooksburg, Tom in McCandless, Nick and Susan in New York City, and James in Freiburg, all correctly identifying Louis Armstrong with that dolly I mentioned a moment ago.
Hello, dolly. This is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, dolly. I can tell, darling, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway while the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas.
Another one from Louis Armstrong in a moment. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you knew, that is who we were looking for. Elaine just had a guess of Little Abner a moment ago, too. Louis Armstrong is who we were looking for. I've got so many of his songs in front of me. I think I'm going to play the most obscure of them, which is from his time when the United States decided to work to improve relationships with other countries through jazz musicians visiting other countries and bringing music. They sent Dave Brubeck, Louis Armstrong, Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, and others. This dates back, I believe, to the 60s. I'll look it up. There have been a few articles about this, and it was a really interesting project, and Louis is going to sing a song about that. You'll understand the lyrics to the song better with that background. Broadcasting live, where we have another word game in a moment, from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Who's the real ambassador? It is evident we represent American society, noted for its etiquette, its manners, and sobriety. We have followed protocol with absolute propriety. We're Yankees to the core. We're the real ambassadors, though we may appear as bars. We are diplomats in our proper hats. Our attire becomes habitual along with all the ritual. The diplomatic corps has been analyzed and criticized by NBC and CBS. Senators and congressmen are so concerned they can't be said. State Department stands and all your coup d'etat has met success and caused this great uproar. It is evident we represent American society, noted for its etiquette, its manners, and sobriety. We have followed protocol with absolute propriety. We Yankees to the core. We're the real ambassadors, though we may appear as bars. We are diplomats in a proper hat. Our hat becomes habitual along with all the ritual. The diplomatic corps has been analyzed and criticized by embassy and CBS. Senators and congressmen, so concerned they can't set state process. Monarchs who does manage to cross this great uproar. Who's the real ambassador? Yeah, the real ambassador.
I'm the real ambassador. It is evident I was sent by government to take your place. All I do is play the blues and meet the people face to face. I'll explain and make it plain I represent the human race and don't pretend no more. Who's the real ambassador? Certain facts we can't ignore. In my humble way, I'm the USA. Though I represent the government don't represent some policies I'm for. Oh, we learn to be concerned about the constitutionality in our nation. Segregation isn't a legality. Soon our only differences will be in personality. That's what I stand for. Who's the real ambassador? Yes. The real ambassador.
In his humble way, he's the USA. Though he represents the government don't represent some policies he's for. Oh, we learn to be concerned about the constitutionality. In our nation, segregation isn't a legality. Soon our only differences will be in personality.
That's what I stand for.
He's the real ambassador, yes, the real ambassador.
There you've got Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, along with our, guess who, correct answer, Louis Armstrong. Now, the real ambassadors, that was the main song to it, a jazz musical developed in the late 1950s and early 1960s by Dave and Iola Brubeck in collaboration with Louis Armstrong and his band. The idea was to address the civil rights movement, the music business, and America's, the United States of America's place in the world during the Cold War. part of the work the Brubecks were drawing upon experiences that they and their friends had touring parts of the world on behalf of the U.S. State Department as part of a campaign by the State Department to spread American culture and music during the Cold War to help countries understand the United States, hence the name The Real Ambassadors. I'll post the article up on our Facebook page if you'd like to read it. It's an interesting time. I'm not sure how well known it is, but I found The Real Ambassador very accidentally. I was looking for a song that I would like that had the word ambassador in it, and I stumbled on it and then learned more about the musical as a result. We are going to play a game called Double Talk coming up in just a moment.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Last week's on-air segments featuring the All Together Now Music Festival, the Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh previewing The Tempest, Eagle Scout Jackson Keeney, and Orange Chi are now available at slvradio.org/catalog. But let's have some fun together with a game called Double Talk. The answer to every clue is a word or phrase that is repetitive. For example, if we gave you the clue, so long, the answer would be bye bye. Bye, bye. Or if we gave you the clue, President Kennedy's son, the answer would be John, 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 John. You're welcome to challenge us with some puzzles of your own, as always. We'll begin with this one, a place full of holes. A place full of holes. And then we'll add this one, sailor talk, sailor talk. 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. A place full of holes, two repetitive syllables, and the second one is sailor talk. 412-200-5975. Stu and McCandless points out that Hello Dolly was the first Billboard number one song after the Beatles' 14-week run at number one during Beatlemania in 1964. And I remember hearing that song during that time, and it was so interesting to hear groups like the Beatles and Louis Armstrong at the same time. Gail figured out that the sailor talk is I. What about the place full of holes? Andy, here's another one. Washington City. Washington City. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with II and has asked about a type of ammunition, saying there are two answers for this type of ammunition. Not boom boom. Soldier, get us some more boom boom. It's probably not that. Not T in T. That doesn't quite work. Chad may have it. I saw this look of enlightenment on Chad's face. A type of ammunition. Now, one is BB. But that's Chad and Ricky knew that before I did. Thank you for letting me catch up, BB. But there's another one, huh? A type of ammunition. Sophia and Lucy knew BB too, by the way. And Gail knows the Washington City, which is Walla Walla, Washington. Other ammunition. I see that Nick in West Mifflin has it right. There is a kind of bullet known as a dum-dum bullet, an expanding bullet designed to flatten upon impact. Oh, it's a bullet that is meant to really hurt. That's one I never knew. I only knew of the dum-dum lollipop. That's the world I live in, but there is the dum-dum bullet comes from the dum-dum arsenal where they were first manufactured in India. That's one I never heard about. Jim, I'm assuming that's the one you had in mind. And Nick, very good for coming up with that. Yes, Jim confirms BB or dum-dum the answer. Sarah, listening with Stu, suggested a 1960s Italian pop rock band. Huh. Or the antelope they were named after. Well, the antelope would be Dick Dick, right? But I can't remember. Now, I remember another band that also happens to be a favorite and famous fictitious dog. as far as the movies are concerned, and also a band name. So we'll leave that out for you to try to solve. And here's one, the clue. Oh, we still don't have a place full of holes, do we? That's a little subpar for how these usually go. So we're looking for a place full of holes. And let's add a dance type. 412-200-5975. Join us on the air if you can come up with the two repeating syllables that answer either of those clues. Stu says in World War II, there was also ack-ack ammunition. Ack-ack ammunition. And he sent the Wikipedia article to prove it. Thank you for sending that along to us. 412-200-5975. We're looking for the dance type and a place full of holes.
Subway, silent, somber umbrage, numb, reciting verses on the corner by the light of what we've done. We are held in stillness, sacred chants unfold, dark history have repeated tales of greed and gold. And tonight we see what we have done. That's why we say and beat the drum. The drum of love, the drum of hope, the drum of peace in our time. From the valley below to the mountain sky. We sing into the silence, we listen for the word, find goodness in the planting we've laid deep into the earth. Hold me now, I am shaken, take my hand, you know the way. Through these weeds of tangled excess, the promise of another day.
And tonight, we see what we have done. That's why we say, and beat the drum. The drum of love, the drum of hope, the drum of peace in our time. From the valley sky. The drum of love, the drum of hope, the drum of peace. In our time, from the valley below to the mountain sky.
That was Mark Black with a song called Drum of Peace. And we're getting a lot of puzzle answers right now. And I want to try to do my best to get to them. Jim in Crafton Heights has a clue. At least I'm going to turn it into one. Archie's hit. And we were asking about dances. John in Grove City, good morning, John. He came up with one such dance. There are actually a couple others. He came up with cha-cha. Cha-cha. There are a couple more, too. Mick and Sinclair thinks there was an ammunition called 40-40. Sounds about right. I'm checking because you got me curious. I'm getting a lot of baseball references to people who hit 40 home runs and steal 40 bases in a season. But if somebody knows and would like to let us know whether that's an ammunition reference, by all means, let us know. There are a lot of messages. Wow. Let me try to do our best to solve what we have out. Gayle also had cha-cha for the dance. I mentioned John in Grove City. Mike in Brighton Heights knew that the place full of holes is putt-putt. Putt-putt. And Patrick has can-can as a type of dance. So we have cha-cha and can-can. There is at least one more. Jaylene also came up with putt-putt. Jaylene is in Union Hill, Alabama. John and Addie also came up with putt-putt. And they also have cha-cha as the dance type. Gayle in Stanton Heights has putt-putt. And Mike says, how about a place for a 1960s dance or a member of an all-girl band who keeps secrets? Oh, I don't know. A place for a 1960s dance. Oh. Not sure about that. We'll leave that out. Bill has a Dr. John's debut album. It's two repeating syllables. The same two are a voodoo talisman. Bill, you've got, I'm not surprised, but... And then a relay device for climbing. We'll see if anybody knows those. Bruce mentioned the can-can. Bruce also knew dum-dum and ack-ack. Now, Sarah had a guess of a place full of holes, being a volcanic lava flow known as ah-ah-ah-ah. We'll accept that. Mike adds, a kind of drum often used in pairs or more. I'm going to take that one. I think that's tom-tom. Yeah, it would have to be tom-tom. And Mike in Alabama, Huntsville, knew the Archies song, Sugar, Sugar. K Gail also has Can Can. And Mike and Mars has the missing dance, Can Can, Cha Cha. And Go Go, that's the one that we were missing out of all of those dances. There may still be another one. Nick in West Mifflin says a ballerina skirt to challenge me. I think that is a tutu. And John in Grove City says the 60s dance is probably a go-go, and I just got the other part of Mike's hit. See, I thought it might have been go-go, but I couldn't figure out why the girl band would keep a secret. That was a great hint. That's the band The Go-Go's, whose hit song was Our Lips Are Sealed, which means they would not disclose a secret. Mike, that's excellent. Jim in Crafton Heights knew Go-Go, as did Mike in Huntsville. And Philomena, good morning. She came up with Go-Go dancing as well. So we're left with Bill's Dr. John's debut album, or A Voodoo Talisman, and A Relay Device for Climbing is a separate one. And I'm going to add this clue. There are two answers I think that we could accept for this. The clue is mistake. Mistake. Or a sound associated with a mistake. And I suppose the ballerina or dancer could have been wearing a muumuu instead of a tutu. So mistake will be one. And let's add sweet treat. Each of those has multiple answers. Dr. John's debut album. Cree Cree. Also associated with voodoo and Creole culture. G-R-I-S. G-R-I-S. Cree Cree. And the device for climbing also has that name. Thanks, Bill. Knew that the mistake is a boo-boo, as did John in Grove City. Bruce says the album, or the answer to A Place Full of Holes is Ingram Avenue. Well, kind of. You'd have to say Ingram. Jim in Crafton Heights says legendary prison, that would be Sing Sing. Now, what about the sweet treat? There is one that's sort of a generic name that you can make from scratch, and another that you probably would buy, but it can be made in different ways. And then there's yet a third that is a very specific name brand of a sweet treat. And the other sound associated with a mistake is uh-oh. Gail just came up with one of the sweet treats, a bon-bon. Mike just wrote to say he is literally on Ingram Avenue. And I imagine you're discovering the holes that Bruce mentioned. So two more sweet treats. One is manufactured by a company whose name starts with the same letters. Jim also has bonbon. One you typically have hot. The other one you typically take from a cellophane package. And maybe it's been on your shelf for hundreds of years. A dum-dum is a sweet treat, as a lollipop, says John in Grove City. And how about if I give you the answers to the other two in just a couple minutes, okay? Oh, Bruce just said, Ivy League cheer, bula bula. Well done. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio. There are still more coming in here. So many coming in.